have Heard on High, number 215, 215. Please stand. Angels, we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Shepherds, why this jubilee? Why your joyous strains prolong? Say, what may the tidings be which inspire your heavenly song? Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Come to Bethlehem and see Him whose birth the angels sing. Come adore on bended knee Christ the Lord, the newborn King. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Welcome to all you who are visiting with us today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you. Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. Your sent to the contrite of heart, Lord, have mercy. You came to call sinners, Christ, have mercy. You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us, Lord, have mercy. Almighty God, have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, bring us to life everlasting. Amen. The Gloria is on page 6. Glory to God in the highest, on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, Heavenly King, O God Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. Loving God, you are pleased to give us the shining example of the Holy Family. Graciously grant that we may imitate them in practicing the virtues of family life and the bonds of love. And so in the joy of your house, delight one day to eternal rewards. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Let us listen to the word of God.
The first reading is a reading from the book of Sirach. God sets a father in honor over his children, a mother's authority he confirms over her sons. Whoever honors his father and atones for sins and preserves himself from them, when he prays, he is heard. He stores up riches, who reveres his mother. Whoever honors his father is gladdened by children, and when he prays, is heard. Whoever reveres his father will live a long life. He who obeys his father brings comfort to his mother. My son, take care of your father when he is old. Grieve him not as long as he lives. Even if his mind fail, be considerate of him. Revile him not all the days of his life. Kindness to a father will not be forgotten. Firmly planted against the debt of your sins, a house raised in justice to you. The word of the Lord.
Give thanks to the Lord, invoke his name, make known among the nations his deeds. Sing to him, sing his praise, proclaim all his wondrous deeds. The Lord remembers his covenant forever. Glory in his holy name. Rejoice, O hearts that seek the Lord. Look to the Lord in his strength, constantly seek his face. The Lord remembers his covenant forever. You descendants of Abraham, his servants, sons of Jacob, his chosen ones, he, the Lord, is our God. Throughout the earth, his judgments prevail. The Lord remembers his covenant forever. He remembers forever his covenant, which he made binding for 1,000 generations, which he entered into with Abraham and by his oath to Isaac. The Lord remembers his covenant forever.
The second reading is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters, put on as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another if one has a grievance against another. As the Lord has forgiven you, so must you also do. And over all these, put in love, that is, the bond of perfection, and let the peace of Christ control your hearts, the peace into which you were also called in one body and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, as in all wisdom you teach and admonish one another, singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or in deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Wives, be subordinate to your husbands, as is proper in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and avoid any bitterness towards them. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this is pleasing to the Lord. Fathers, do not provoke your children, so they may not become discouraged. The word of the Lord.
In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets. In these last days, he has spoken to us through the Son.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the days were completed for their purification, according to the law of Moses, they took him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. When they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. We celebrate the feast of the Holy Family, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. It's hard to exaggerate how important family is to children as they're growing up. What happens, and we talked about this a little bit during Advent, things that take place in us, the times when we're very small, tend to have a very strong impact for the rest of our lives, so sometimes it can be improved. That is why, if the child feels like they're no good, if they're told that, they never amount to anything, they carry that with them, usually through their life. Sometimes a person is blessed to have somebody else that can kind of help them heal from that. But imagine the baggage that is. I wouldn't amount to anything. Nobody else would care about me. I'm hopeless. Imagine living our life with that deep inside of us. That's why it's important for our child to feel safe. It doesn't mean you allow the child to do everything they want, of course. That's not good either, because they have to learn. In this world, you don't get everything you want. I remember a person saying to me what they had said to another person. They said this. I know that you do not love me because you don't do everything I want. Can you imagine? There's no sense of what love is. It's just doing whatever you want, no matter what it is. That's your job. This was done to a child when they're little. That's what mommy was to the child, and all the way growing up. If you, I love you, so look at it. Can you imagine how difficult it will be for the person to live in this world? Oh. I asked you for $4 million and you give it to me. You don't love me. Well, I know you got hidden somewhere. That child is, it's difficult. I also know two people were told they were stupid. And as they're old, they're still inside. I'm stupid. When they're not stupid at all. And I just use that as examples that what hits us when we're little sticks. Unless we're fortunate to have somebody to help us see what is real. So the upbringing of children is the biggest job in the world. And who gets training? If we ran a business like that, the business would go out of, they couldn't make it. Yeah, I'm going to hire you. Come on. Now do your job. Well, what's I supposed to do? Do your job. What's this about? Do your job. Boy, Mom and Dad, you sure got it tough. You sure got it tough. But on the other hand, stop to think. If the child feels safe, not that they get everything they want, obviously not. The parents help them to realize they're valuable and good. And someone said, well, he can run faster than I can. I said, well, that doesn't make any difference. You see, you are important whether you can run fast or you can't run fast. You're still you, and that's very, very important. So don't worry. Don't worry about that. I just want to make the point, what a child absorbs when they're little, in almost all cases, there are exceptions, sticks with them for the rest of their life. And God, of course, understands that. But life is made so hard and often unloving because there is no chance to receive it growing up. That's a heavy load. A heavy load. And that is why I think we need the love that is God to help us to do something like that, at least reasonably well. It's never going to be perfect. We people are not perfect. There'll be mistakes. Just think about that. Another thing about, there's this, every single one of us has energy. Okay? So, if I'm all by myself doing something, there is my energy. Okay? Let's suppose that a friend and I do something together. There's my energy and his or her energy plus the energy of being friends. There's three energies. And so you see, you get the progress of three and more than two. That is strange. The relationship itself is energy. This is triple. Now stop to think. If you do things with your children, there's a whole bunch of together. I know once a year we have where the families can come, and they don't do it here, but we always have families here that do it, that they go as a family, mom and dad and the kids, or it's just mom and the kids, or dad and the kids, whatever can work, to get together to pack the food, to send to those who are starving. Can you see how much good that does? Beyond what the amount of food that is brought, there's that other, the deeper, more spreading love. And if a whole bunch of families get together, think of all the love that's going out. See how important family is? It will never be like the Holy Family. See, there's a story about the Holy Family. Joseph is out there, he's doing his work as a carpenter. And Jesus and Mary in there, Mary's cooking, and Jesus is kind of helping her. And all of a sudden, Jesus hears his father say, "Jesus Christ." So Jesus runs out to see his father. He said, and the father says, Joseph says, "Well, you called me, father." "Oh no, I just hit my thumb." You can take that as a reverence you want, but I really think, unless there's a little bit of humor, religion gets too stuffy. But anyway, but they have the energy of three. Just think about that. This is why also, too, for the children themselves to do things together, not everything, obviously, but do things together. Oh, with my sister? And to the degree that you can mold some of that. Now, obviously, you're not going to keep children all the things that are right. I understand that. But just think, all the different kinds of things can be done together. You see also why it's valuable if there could be a little prayer, it all say together. It's much more than each one say their prayers by themselves. That is why we can pray all the time, all by ourselves. But you see also, all of us, how many times is that? I think that's why Jesus said this. He said, "Where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in their midst." I think it's part of the same thing. That's why relationships are so, so important. At the same time, they're so, so hard. And it seems to me that oftentimes, the closer we are, the more is to fight about it. I don't know that from my own personal experience, not having ever been married, at least not to speak of. That's, I'm sorry. And I remember I was going to I was at somebody's house, and they had somebody there that wasn't Catholic, and they said, "Did you ever have any children?" And I said, "Well, not to speak of." And then I thought, "Oh." Okay. Well, I guess I don't know why I do this stuff. I honestly don't. I was had no intention of doing that at all. So, but anyway, I think part of it is I just love you and I feel at home. I feel at home. So remember how important family is. And when you say a prayer together, it's a deeper prayer than by yourself. So just stop to think about that. You might have a very simple prayer to say to the children. Remember we talked about imagining God smiling at us? And kids can pick that up and say, we're going to imagine God is smiling at us, or Jesus is smiling at us. And Jesus is loving us and so happy to be with us. And then we can say, Jesus, God, help us to love each other. If you said that every day, that's got to be short. And we can't wonder what would happen. I'm done. God bless you. Okay, now we have the Apostles' Creed on page 10. Please stand.